right now on VFN TV, Pastor John Kilpatrick was woken up at midnight and God began to speak to him specifically about he heard our cry. God has heard our cry and blessings are in store. We have a program filled with wonderful prophecies of what God's going to do in words of knowledge right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. These are exciting days. You know, if you've been with us for a while now on VFN TV, we had to just prophetically cry out and just say, you know, God, hear us, turn this thing around. And we ask you to join us in prayer, and we prayed every program, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. Well, God heard our cries. As a matter of fact, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, was woken up at midnight and God told him very specifically this and so much more. As a matter of fact, let's take a look.
Words for 2017 and beyond. This was received one night last week. I went to bed about 9 o'clock p.m., which is very unusual for me. I was very tired from traveling, and I had a busy schedule. I was awakened by the Spirit of the Lord speaking with a strong emphasis and expression, and he quoted this scripture to me while I was in a dead sleep. He said, at midnight, a cry was made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. They arose, both the wise and the foolish, and they arose from their slumber. I sat straight up in the bed and looked at my digital clock in front of me, and it was 12 o'clock midnight. It was a very sobering moment for me. And the Holy Spirit revealed to me that his people have indeed awakened out of slumber, and it happened back last November. Many things that were weighed in the balances, many things were weighed in the balances, but God's people rose up and they said, enough. And God heard their cry, and the Lord arose and has delivered with a mighty right arm. The Lord said, I have set before my people open doors, not just a door, but many open doors. I am opening doors of opportunity that have not been opened to you before. Because there has been a great change of heart, I have hastened to answer. Many have awakened, but they have not arisen. My word now is arise. Do not slumber as you have in times past, because there will be so many opportunities that I'm opening to this nation. A very effectual door, many very effectual doors that I'm opening to my church. These doors will lead to greater resources than you have ever known. It's important not to be timid, intimidated, or fearful. This is not one of the four seasons that I have established in the earth, but this is a special season. It is a time of my choosing. As the men of Issachar had understanding of the times to know what to do, I am now imparting that same anointing in this very hour and the same insight. If you will ask me, I will direct you and give you times of understanding.
This is so exciting. I mean, think about it. God told a man named Jonah, he says, listen, I have a plan of destruction coming against this city. The city was Nineveh. And he says, but I don't want to destroy it. I want you to go there and I want you to tell them the storm is coming. I want you to tell them why it's coming. And in hopes that they would repent. And if they will repent, I'll stop the storm that's coming. And so he went and he preached, and God even extended the time that he would tell them about they need to turn around from the way that they were going. And they all began to fast. They said, let's turn back to God. And they did. And the storm that God intended for Nineveh was stopped. But you know what? Jonah, the man who God used, he didn't shift. He was upset that they turned. He couldn't get into the new gear of understanding they repented. That's all God wanted. God's got blessings in store for Nineveh. Instead, he was complaining about it being too hot and all these different things. Listen, God heard our cry. Enough people cried out to God and they responded and God heard and God shifted. We got to quit talking about the storm and quit talking about what was going to happen. Understand, when he says there's not going to be a storm, there's not going to be a storm. I mean, rough times are coming, but it's not that. It's not the storm that was coming because America didn't cry out. the church cried out and God heard it, and things are just switching left and right. And God, today's going to be filled with so many blessings, prophetic words, just like we've been sharing in the beginning of this year, these programs about encouraging you, helping you to change your mindset and get your faith lined up with what God's going to do. And he says, if you'll cry out to God, and we have, I mean, we did for quite some time. I mean, John, I mean, you were with us when we've been crying out, right?
So encouraging, because for the last 7-8 years, we've prayed, we fasted, we cried out, and we prophesied. We just believe in God. And I'm just reminded of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people will humble themselves and pray and repent and cry out to God, then the scriptures say God will hear from heaven and hear our land. And God's doing it. I mean, we're seeing these miracles right before our very eyes. And this is such an encouraging season. In fact, it's a special season, as Brother John Kirkpatrick said. And I'm encouraged. I'm excited.
It is. It's a breakthrough year. And we have so many words we want to share with you. So the first word is to understand is like, okay, God heard, God turned. And I remember I called Pat up the night of the elections. And the Lord showed me October 3rd that our next president would be President Donald Trump, and that the people would get the White House back. But it didn't look that way on the night of the elections.
No.
I could just feel my whole spirit just twisting, and it was just intense. And it was like, you know, is God going to? And it was a miracle what happened. Nobody could take credit for what happened. I mean, it was just God. And a friend of Israel, a friend of the church, a friend of the Constitution, the boldest one we've ever seen in our lifetime, standing up for Israel, standing up for the church, is there. So God began this. And we have
Romans 13. I mean, no authority is established outside of God.
Yes, and it's amazing. I mean, and so we have to begin to put our mindset in this whole where the negative news is being said by people that were in charge, and the prophecy that was having to go forth to say, listen, if we don't turn, this is going to happen. We got to understand not only is these bad things not going to happen, but even to close societies that we thought we could never get into, like China and Pakistan and different countries.
Even Iran, I mean.
They're going to begin to open. As a matter of fact, listen to what God told Pastor John Kilpatrick in this prophetic word about what would happen to closed societies. They're going to open in 2017. Take a look.
Number two. I believe this is North Korea. Closed societies are going to open, the Lord says. Remember Naomi of old, after a painful season of loss, heartbreak and heartache. She heard I was visiting my people and that bread was readily available. She heard this news in a bleak place, a forsaken place, filled with reversal and hopelessness. Upon the report of fresh visitation, she arose and she stirred herself. She left that desolate place and she came to Judah. My people have been desolated and they have suffered greatly. I am going to cause the news of fresh visitation to spread quickly. Yes, God is visiting his people once again. The thing that will mark this move of my spirit, that will distinguish it from other moves of my spirit, is I'm going to begin to move mightily in closed nations and closed societies. The word of spiritual bread among these starving and closed nations will create many spiritual refugees, which will immediately create a movement of entire nations of hungry, spiritual starving refugees toward the outstations of fresh bread. My spirit will spread like a fire through empires, dynasties, tribes, clans, and even among the heathen. I will set my table before them, and they will taste of my goodness and experience my mercy, just as Naomi arose and brought her daughter-in-law, Ruth, to the place of visitation. It was there that Ruth was joined with Boaz, her kinsman redeemer. I tell you, many will believe this good news to be a rumor, but they will continue to hear the reports until they will come and see for themselves the wonders of the Lord, and it will cause a great stir among the nations. God said, I'm going to open three doors. I'm going to unseat powers and principalities over regions that have long deprived their people of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have deprived the people of my presence and of my spirit. It will be a brief but widespread harvest that shall occur. A once closed society of unbelievers will now have the opportunity to hear and to believe for the first time upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, there will be a movement of laborers, those that I have chosen and called to work in the fields of harvest. This is your time. This is what they have awaited for many since childhood. This is their time. They will bring their sickles and their reaping tools, and they shall come rejoicing, bringing their sheaves with them during this harvest. There will be great excitement. Number three, there will be also a great commotion of the leaders of the harvest taking their places. They shall direct my harvest and place the laborers where they best fit. They are my apostolic leaders overseeing the last day harvest. They will know the mind of the Spirit. They will know who is to go where and who is to do what. There will be plenty of resources and wealth to fund the harvest of the ages. The newcomer and the veteran soul winner will be paid the same wage in that day. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. In that day of harvest, says the Lord, shall the knowledge of the glory of the Lord fill the earth as the waters cover the sea.
This is so exciting because for so long, not only were we crying out for God to move, and even though we saw the storm coming, yes, we were preparing for it not to come.
That's right. In the best of times and some of the worst of times.
That was the word. And the apostolic hub, you know, the VFN Dream Center, yes, and you think about, you know, so many apostolic hubs that have been established around the nations, that Emmaus Road, you know, you need to get prepared. You know, you think about this. I don't know if we have this segment. Do we have the segment from Facing the Giants where the man that's been praying over, he's been praying over having revival, and he's wondering whether he should stay there or not. And he's like, who's filled? Let's be prepared. And as a matter of fact, think about this. When you're hearing these words, and you heard us talking all these years and being prepared for what God's going to do, and it's all happening, you have to prepare yourself. You have to prepare yourself to receive the word. You have to prepare yourself to be a doer of the word. You have to birth this thing into your life. A prophetic word is an invitation for you to run with it. And it was so bad prior to God hearing our cry that everybody should just be running.
My goodness. Yeah.
Some people might be just settling down. They're thinking,
this is time.
The harvest is going to come. It's going to be so quick. Some of the reports are, we got to move quickly. It's not going to be like a typical type harvest, but you have to prepare yourself. And it reminds me of this man that would come into the school all the time and pray over the lockers. In this, I think it was a true depiction of a story, but it was in the movie called Facing the Giants. And the coach was debating, you know, should I leave from being a coach of this football team? Should I stay? And the whole thing is that he never prepared to stay. He needed to prepare. He needed to be a doer. He needed to function.
That's
like
right.
He was going to be there. And listen to what happens, because this is the question I want to ask you. Which field's going to get the rain? When you see this, it'll make sense. Will it be your field?
Mr. Bridges?
Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. He says, behold, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Coach Taylor, the Lord is not through with you yet. You still have an open door here, and until the Lord moves you, you're to bloom right where you're planted. I just felt led to come and tell you that today.
Mr. Bridges, you believe God told you to come tell me that?
I do.
I admit to you I have been struggling. But I've also been praying. I just don't see him at work here.
Grant, I heard a story about two farmers who desperately needed rain, and both of them prayed for rain, but only one of them went out and prepared his fields to receive it. Which one do you think trusted God to send the rain?
Well, the one who prepared his fields for it.
Which one are you? God will send the rain when he's ready. You need to prepare your field to receive it.
It's so important to prepare your field, you know. We're going to be talking more about what we have offered for you. We're going to send this to you just as a gift. Mm-hmm. We'll send it right to you if you actually call us. We'll tell you more about it. But it's called, you know, faith mindsets, beginning to change your mind. You can change your destiny, lining up with what God says. Well, know this, that the VFN Dream Center, the VFN Dream Center, mm-hmm. that we've been established as an apostolic club, setting up for this day, you need to be discipled. You need to get... learn to hear the voice of God, because the harvest is going to come in, and we need harvesters be prepared. It's not going to be your traditional type harvest, and it's going to take all hands on deck. And you can find out more about that at VFN Dream Center or VineFellowshipNetwork.org, the VFN Dream Center, and Emmaus Road, you know, VFNEmmausRoad.org, or you can go to find out at VineFellowshipNetwork.org. But we have this road that you can just get on and begin to learn the ways of God, and just wander your way down there, and God just begins to reveal himself to you, and you'll be ready and prepared and to be launched into this awesome prophetic word that God is revealing.
Harvest of harvesters, huh?
Yeah, and you saw him when he was in his office, and the guy comes to him and speaks that word to him, and then he pauses, and the man walks out of the office, and he goes down the hallway and says, wait a minute, and that's where we are right now. You have a word? There's a word for America? Yeah, this is the word that we're sharing. We're going to share so much more, too. But the word that God's got good plans in store, but we have to prepare our field for rain. We'll be right back after this message with a lot more words. As a matter of fact, ministry is going to be made easier in 2017. I am so ready for that. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Minister with a group of people that I just absolutely love, because all of us, we get tired, we want to quit every week, and we look at each other and go, no, let's go talk to some more people. I know we were all rejected yesterday. Let's keep going. That's what the body of Christ is supposed to do. We're supposed to gather together to stir one another up, to encourage, put courage into each other. And that's what this is about. Man, our prayer is that God would do something in our midst, that we really could walk away with greater courage.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're sharing prophetic words that was released at the midnight hour when God woke up Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, John Kilpatrick Ministries. And it's exciting. It's exciting what's going on. This particular word is talking about, and you probably been, I think of it this way, can you imagine trying to put out a fire, how they used to have to put out a fire? You would carry buckets of water, and you would carry a long distance, you'd pass it off a whole line of people, and then they just pour that one bucket of fire, and they kept on doing that, you know, and it was like, that's why they call some things bucket trusts, maybe. But that's, you feel like your ministry's been like that. And first of all, I want to say this, that thank you for staying faithful when it was difficult. You know, the reason why Elijah found Elijah, because he did the hard work, he did the plowing, he continued, he stayed faithful, and because he is faithful, then he was able to put a mantle on him for the season that was coming. It's going to be double, and it was going to be awesome. But I want to thank you for that, because a lot of people that are going to move in this next season, they're going to understand, if you weren't faithful during the previous season, they wouldn't even have this season.
That's right.
And so, but understand, this word came to Pastor John Kilpatrick about ministry is going to be made easier in 2016. There's nothing like the glory and the anointing and for the breakthrough and God to touch hearts. It just changes everything. As a matter of fact, let's listen to Pastor John Kilpatrick talk about this prophetic word, how ministry is going to be made easy.
Number three, ministry made easy. In the day of harvest, although brief, it will be said, it has never been so easy to preach. It has never been so easy to pray. It has never been so easy to prophesy. There will be no toil in leading the heathen to the wells of living water. The sick will be released, the bound will be delivered, and the lost will easily comprehend what they could not comprehend before. Did I not say that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come?
Well, wow. This is so exciting, you know, when you're talking to folks and God's beginning to reveal things to you, and you're sharing it for people for the first time, they're just like, their jaws hanging down, they're just staring at you, and it may take 2 or 3 years for people to really get it, And but this, what God is going to do based on what the Lord revealed to Pastor John Kilpatrick is the fact that it's not going to be that hard anymore.
Yeah. It reminds me of the Brownsville Revival outpouring.
Yeah.
And all these ministers who had been faithfully sowing for all these years would come and get so refreshed and refired, and God would do such a beautiful, you know, thing in their heart.
Right.
They'd go right back into the work, and just God would be moving powerfully.
Yeah.
Or every night.
It was a miracle. There's no way that we could have done everything that we were doing in that revival, because, you know, thousands came, 8,000 at a time on a small campus.
Open heaven.
Open heaven. We were serving nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
We served in the nighttime and we served in the daytime. And it was a glory. God just touches you, and it looks like the Lord's going to anoint us for this harvest. And the thing is, we have to be prepared to prepare ourselves for that. But I think it's really important to remember is, don't use the same techniques that you used when you had to just press in and you had to just overload somebody with information. Just start off with a trickle and understand that God's changing hearts. Just begin to offer and step out, you know, activate, go out and do what God says do. It's one thing we love about the Emmaus Road is it takes you on a journey and it ends with activation.
Mm.
It doesn't just fill you with information, but you have the revelation, you begin to hear the voice of God, and it ends with being activated, doing the things that we're supposed to do as Christians. But God backs that up when we do that. And that's what we're looking at, a ministry that's going to be made easy when you see the fullness of that come. And it's just exciting. It's very exciting to hear that. The next word that was given to Pastor John Kilpatrick, a prophetic word, is the Jews' Day of Visitation is going to be coming in 2017. We're seeing that kind of take place in a previous program. But the Jews' Day of Visitation is coming in 2017. Let's go there now.
The Jews' Day of Visitation. Most importantly, God said there will be a long-awaited harvest that will begin in the land of Israel. The light of salvation will begin to shine upon the Jews. As God reveals His love for His people through a chain of miraculous deliverances, the house of Israel will begin to see Jehovah's salvation in a new light through Jesus' shed blood. This will surely be the beginning, but full salvation shall come at a later appointed time for the Jewish people alone, and all of Israel shall experience a rebirth in one day.
This is so exciting. I know that, you know, Avi Mizrahi that's been ministering in Israel for years and others. And when I ministered in Israel, you have this fantasy of what it'd be like to minister in Israel. This is where Jesus walked.
Yeah.
And this is where the miracles took place. It was the hardest place I ever ministered. I'd never seen so many religions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that had come in and all the cries to prayer coming from Islam.
Israel, am I supposed to be feeling this oppression right now? What is this happening?
I know. It was tough. Even while I was preaching, and the Mount of Transfiguration was behind me, and it was just difficult, you know, to minister there, because the enemy tries to destroy God's people, tries to destroy the land. He's not going to.
Mm-mm.
And you're looking at ministry is going to be made. The day of visitation is coming for Israel. There's the ultimate salvation of Israel, but he's talking about, it sounds like a day of visitation where there's going to be salvations take place. And I think about Sid Roth.
Yes.
He had the largest number, reportedly, of record of Jews that stood up to receive Jesus as the Messiah and salvation. They all stood up in this miracle service. It's the largest number. But this is the thing I think about too. When you start seeing the Jews giving their hearts to God and through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, that the days of the Gentiles are coming shorter. So you better get in and tell everybody to get in, because our Lord looks like He's coming back soon for an awesome church. Listen, we're going to be back in a moment. We got this word about how God's going to be visiting the Muslim nations, and they're going to be getting saved. We're already seeing some of that, but it's going to be an outpouring. But I have a free gift for you. I want to be able to give you this gift. It is called Faith Mindsets. You have to begin to understand that your faith mindset matters, how you set your mind to what God's saying He's going to do. When you do this, literally your entire body, if you start thinking better, you'll start feeling better.
That's right.
If you start thinking what God's thinking, guess what? You'll start doing what God's doing. It's a free gift that we want to give to you. We'll send it right to you. As a matter of, here's some more details.
Offer 2023, Faith Mindsets Matter. Changing your mind can and will change your destiny. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, created to be like God, in His image and likeness, who gives a free will to live your life being so amazingly created. Yet not being aware of the power God has given us and how He created us can lead to a life of struggle, difficulty, and blame as we seek to discover the why to the question, why is my life the way it is? In this message, you'll discover the power the Lord has given you in your own free will in seeing when you change your mind, you can change your destiny, your mindsets, how you think about everything, God, yourself, others, food, your work, the church, everything matters. You'll find out how all these can get better when you begin to understand how your thoughts have brought much of those struggles in your life. You'll discover how someone can go through the very same experience, pain, work the same, eat the same food, but all have completely different body responses to them all because of how they thought about them. It's empowering and enlightening, and a must-experience message if you are ready to move on past what has held you back for so many years. Change your mind, and you can change your destiny. Partner now by going to VFNTV.com and choose Partner Now. Or you can write to us by mail at VFNTV. That's 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PNB 360, at Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2023. Faith Mindsets Matter. Changing your mind can and will change your destiny.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We see young couples many times in too big of a hurry to retire.
On today's Focus on the Family Minute, Russ Crossan offers financial advice to younger couples.
They're funding retirement and not putting money in an emergency fund. And it's great to tell your wife, hey, honey, I've got $50,000 in the 401k. And she goes, great, I can't buy kids braces with that. And so we see many times that they get the retirement cart out ahead of the horse instead of, you know, doing some things.
That's kind of contrary to a lot of money managers.
It really is, but I'll tell you, Jim, if I could say anything to couples, don't be in a hurry to retire. Get some cement in the basement. Get some money in the bank account. Have that emergency fund. It'll take stress off your marriage because, you know, it's great to think about retirement and plan for it, but not at the expense of living life and having money. And no budget system works without some cash.
Married couples really need to talk about finances. And Russ and Julie Crossan have more great wisdom at FamilyMinute.org.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country, in that order, and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFN-TV and the daily radio program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners, and God bless.
Welcome back to VFMTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so exciting. These prophetic words, the Lord woke Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, up at midnight and began to reveal these words to him. And one word that God revealed is about the Muslims will receive the message of the gospel. We begin to see that. We've seen that a couple times. We begin to share that. But imagine just nations beginning to see and encounter Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah. He's just not a prophet. He is the Son of God, and Amen. He is the way to God. As a matter of fact, listen to this word now.
Because the Lord is no respecter of persons, a great shaking is coming to the Muslim nations. Sudden. It will be an unexpected and unexplained shaking that will define many Muslim nations and their leadership structures. The Lord is now in the process of shaking institutions, cultures, dialects, nationalities, governments, political structures, and their frameworks, which men have trusted through the generations. Many of these will be so shaken they will not survive. Holy Spirit will even destabilize power structures, and many of those things that man has relied on will ultimately fail. Truth will grip men's hearts like a vice. Shaparababa. Even unbelievers' hearts and the hearts of the heathen. Ears will be open to hear for the first time.
5 seconds.
Even the ears of the unregenerate.
This is so exciting, because some of the things, you know, even Patricia King was prophesying, hearing from the Lord, that even members of ISIS were going to be given their lives
That's
to the
right.
Lord. And we've seen it. We saw them getting baptized in Iran.
In Ramadan, during the time of their fasting,
yes.
Many, Jesus appearing to them.
Yes, and now we're looking at just a major move of God across the globe. And imagine the harvest, you're looking at a billion souls. You know, young souls, which means the older folks and the younger, but a billion young folks that are happening, coming into the kingdom. You got to be prepared for that. You got to prepare yourself for this to take place. And one is that even though we educate people on Islam and the Quran and how it compares to the Bible and their wrong viewpoint of who Jesus is, and we love the Muslim. We want the Muslim to be saved.
Yes.
I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, if you don't know Jesus, everybody's in the same boat.
That's right.
And God's going to begin, He just shows no favor of people and nations. He's going to begin to reach out to the Muslim people. And it's so exciting because, you know, in Iran, the Ayatollah had to give a stay of like 40 lashes to the young people because they were happy and they were smiling.
Yeah. I mean, there's two billion plus people on the face of the earth. God loves them.
Yeah, but think about it. They were happy. They were singing a song about happy. They did a little video, and the whole religious Islamic crew in Iran, you said they should have like be whipped 40 times or something like that. And they would stay. Said what? They had to make a ruling on whether they could be happy or not.
Wow.
People are going to be so hungry. You're going to catch up. There's a lot of people that call themselves Christians in America that are not that hungry for God, that don't understand how awesome He is and what He's done for us, and they're going to come out running after Jesus Christ and understand the goodness. It's just exciting to be able to see that. This next word that's shared by Pastor John Kilpatrick, a prophetic word God revealed him at midnight, is about the restlessness. Maybe you've been restless and you're wondering about what's going on and you just can't settle down. Listen, this is being restless for a reason. God's about to begin to shift things. And shift is a great word for what's taking place in 2017. And the shifting is going to shift you into the place that you need to be, that you might even not even understand. But when you get there, God's going to make it happen. As a matter of fact, listen to this word.
Restless for a reason. This begins the words of knowledge. Restless for a reason. You are in the ministry, and you are restless where you are. You have reached a place where you have peaked in your vision and capacity. That is all right, because God is opening a door for you by the month of July, and you will walk through that door. This door will stretch you It will stretch your mind and stretch your confidence. You will be forced to change your mind about many things, which you need to change your mind about anyway. As a matter of fact, you will feel overwhelmed, not really knowing if you can do this. Indeed, it is an open door Holy Spirit has opened, which He could not offer you unto now because your frustration has now peaked. You are now in holy desperation, and my Holy Spirit will use that to remove you so that He can move you through this open door.
That's just so exciting. I can so relate to that because when God gets to move you, you know, you're wondering, you know, what's going on? Everything felt right for a season, and all of a sudden God begins to shift you. But when you shift with God, it's always good to go with God. Yeah. And so many people like staying where they're comfortable and what they've got figured out.
The cloud is moving, right? It's time to move with the cloud.
It's time to move and realize that if what many people were doing worked, then there would be no reason for all the things that happened. So understand it's time to begin to think about, God, I'm ready to make that move. I'm going to get out of my mindsets and say, I'm ready to do what you're doing. I'm going to find out what you're doing. I'm going to throw myself into it. This next word given by Pastor John Kilpatrick is so encouraging because maybe you've had a lot of people in your family that you've been witnessing to. You've been sharing them testimonies of what God's done in your life, and you told them about the goodness of God. They're just looking at you like you know, deer looking in headlights. Or they stay in darkness. It seems like they're just stuck or their heart is hard. But guess what? God's going to begin to deal with your bloodline in 2017. You're going to see breakthroughs in your bloodline. Listen to Pastor John Kilpatrick share that word now.
God's going to cleanse your bloodline. Blindness has plagued your biological family. Generational curses have plagued your bloodline. But my Holy Spirit is now removing the blindness because I have heard your prayers and they will see the goodness of God for the very first time. It will remove questions of past and present generations. God has heard and God has answered you. Revelation will penetrate them and they will see and understand. Great freedom and ministry will come upon this family bloodline that was once considered almost beyond hope. I now have servants poised that I'm going to use to break the entrenched lies off of them. And I will remove the scales from their eyes as Ananias did from Saul of Tarsus. This will not be a single family member, but an entire family. I, the Lord, already have plans to use them to set other captives free. Those captives will receive ministry by those who were once bound as they were bound. This will be the doings of the Lord, and none will be able to resist it or stop it.
That is so awesome.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. So, you know, break all those judgments that are in your head, even though you were identifying something as it is. But don't let those things stop you from seeing what God is saying He's going to do. The blinders are going to be removed. Their hearts are going to be soft. And they're going to hear what they didn't hear before. And you got to let go of whatever was going on and not bring that forward because God's going to begin to even cleanse your bloodline. That's so important. And also, He said that they'll be anointed. They'll be anointed to help in the area that they were bound. They'll be anointed to help other people get set free. And it reminds me of the call, the vision that God gave Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, how, you know, that people had this hole in the wall. The only way to get out of this basically prison was a hole. And that hole was where God brought you out of. And you had to be willing to go through that hole. In other words, go through what God delivered you from, and you would be anointed to help people get set free from that. And so many people, you know, nobody knows better than people that have come through something. I mean, somebody says, you know, why does that person love so much and how come they're so compassionate? Because they've more than likely been forgiven by so much, and God's really touched them in such a powerful way. And so this is a very exciting time, very exciting time. This next word I want to share with you from Pastor John Kilpatrick is about shy seers, people that see and intimidated prophets. This is so important because there's a whole bunch of folks that when you tell them what God is, when you tell them what God is saying, when you tell them what he's saying, they tell you like, shh, don't share that. Hmm. You know, that's going to upset people. That's going to make them feel, you know, feel bad. Or what if that's wrong? And then you back up and you go, I guess the God didn't share that with me. I guess he didn't. And there's a lot of that. Hmm. But God speaks. I mean, and it's time, and God's going to break that shyness off what you see. You're going to begin to speak it boldly. And the intimidation that you didn't want to share that prophetic word and whatever intimidated you is going to be gone. And when you begin to speak it out, as we're speaking out during these programs, things are going to shift. You're going to begin to change environments. As a matter of fact, listen to this prophetic word from Pastor John Kilpacker about shy seers and intimidated prophets.
Shy seers and intimidated prophets. You have been frustrated. You have felt rejected. And you have even felt left out. You have felt like a misfit. But because of the integrity and the goodness of your heart and your unwavering love for the truth, Holy Spirit is now opening to you visions, interpretation of dreams, and even words of knowledge. Every time as you release these, it's going to expand you and stretch you. And you will become more and more comfortable with this gift. Whereas before you halted and your confidence would falter. I'm going to open your eyes as I did Elisha's eyes, Elisha's servant's eyes, Gehazi. His eyes opened to my world of glory and power. You will become so bold and you will not retreat again into the intimidation of the past. This will be very easy. So easy that you will not struggle with the transformation. It will be as though you were always this free. If you believe, God said, you will see. Confirm yourself to yourself. Do not speak doubt about yourself any longer. The doubts and the delays of your usefulness is over, says the Lord.
That's so important. That's why yes. We're helping you change your mindsets. You know, make sure you get that offer.
Get that special offer.
Free of charge. But you got to begin to just agree with God. Even though everything inside of you wants to agree with what was, understand that God is creating a new future, a new place for America, for the world,
for
the church.
Season.
It's a new season. It's very exciting. But you have to begin to get in that place and you say, you know what? I'm not going to be intimidated anymore. This is what God says. I'm going to say it in love. But I'm going to speak it boldly. And what you'll find is, like we've learned in the negative sense for the last 8 years, the previous administration, the presidential administration, they repeated things that weren't true.
Yeah.
But they repeated it over and over again. And guess what? And people began to repeat what they were saying, and they began to believe the lie.
Right. You won't walk into this new season of breakthrough with last season's mindset. You're going to have to adjust.
Yeah.
And you can do it. That's a great privilege.
And so don't believe the lies. Understand this is what God's saying, the truth. And begin to say, you know what? That's what I think. I think God says I'm blessed and I'm highly favored and that I was a timid prophet, but I'm not going to be timid anymore. And whatever he shows me in a night vision, I want to shout it from the rooftops. I'm no longer. I want to allow the Lord be what he is in my life and watch everything be arranged. Hmm. This next word is about staying where you are. Some of you probably are so tempted to just run from your place and just run into what looks easy. And if it's not God, it's never easy. And the world is not the reward of what God's going to do. But this word is about staying where you are in 2017 so that God can bless you. Listen up.
God says, stay where you are. Your temptation is to go down to Egypt. You desperately want to depart, but you must realize that your increase will come by staying where you are. For Isaac, the hundredfold increase was found upon the famine of yesterday. The boughs of the trees will once again be found with blossoms. The corn that wilted in the field and wasted shall surge to life with bountiful supply. Do not think famine and do not talk famine. Lift up your eyes so that you may experience the plenty, for the plenty shall indeed replace the famine. Right where you are is right where I have placed you, and that is where you will flourish, God says, not in Egypt, Be still, he says.
This is so important, understanding that, you know, you're going to go through those seasons and those times that the enemy tries to tempt you. You're trying to hear from God, and you're staying, you know, where God has you, but you're thinking, like, when's this thing going to break? What's going to break in 2017? This is a year of breakthrough. 2017 is a year of breakthrough. Realize that if God told you to be there, this is what he said. He's going to meet you there. Just understand, he was Joyce Myers, Joyce Myers Ministry, she said early on, she said, God, you know, I thought I was ready. And she says, well, you're ready, but they're not ready for you. And the world, God had to shift the world around. And you've been having this word inside of you and this ministry inside of you. Understand, God just rearranged the whole world to be ready for you. And we've seen God speak, and then God shift the world to line to line up with what he told us.
Yeah.
And that's what he does. And so many people try to line themselves up with the world, but God's lining the world up with what he says, his word. So if you line yourself up with what he says and you stay steadfast, you get to see the goodness of the Lord.
Stay, and stand. Don't change your message. Just change your audience.
That's it.
You know, just stay faithful.
Stay, and stand even when it stinks. As a matter of fact, listen to this word. This word is about the transference, a land transfer that's taking place in 2017. Maybe this is for you.
Number 14, a land transfer. God said a tract of land is going to come into your possession. It will be a gift. The possibilities will be limitless. But the Holy Spirit said he will give you direction upon possession of it. You are not expecting it, but this word will make much more sense to you by October.
This whole word is about walking out. This is so important. This whole word is about the beginning of what God's going to do. And it's throughout 2017, and it's going to happen even beyond 2017. So being prepared for that. And so this last word I want to share with you. Got a few other words we're going to make available to you on the VFN Torch. But this is about how love never fails. So important in 2017. Listen up.
Number 16, love never fails. Just because the marriage failed does not mean that you are a failure. It simply means it failed. My plan for you did not fail when your marriage failed. I know your heart. I know the way you've chosen. It is the way of honor, and it is the way of kindness. You have preserved your dignity as well as your husband's. Love covers a multitude of sin. Look forward. There is love awaiting you once again. I will remember you in that day, and you will recall this word to you, and it will bring great peace and hope to you.
So encouraging, so encouraging. I got this word. We want to squeeze this word in. This word is about President Trump and how God established him in the generals. It's going to so encourage you. Listen up.
This word is a very unusual word. I was shocked when I received it. I was riding along the highway last Thursday evening. I was engaged in a conversation by cell phone with my administrator regarding budget matters. Riding along the highway, just talking to her on my cell phone. As I was listening to her answer a question, I heard Holy Spirit interrupt me and said, "How do you spell Truman?" I thought for a moment, and I said, T-R-U-M-A-N. He then said, "How do you spell Trump?" And I said, T-R-U-M-P. I immediately made the connection. He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homeland. The Lord said, who did President Trump lean on, or Truman lead on, to help get the Jews back into the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump and I have given him generals to lean on to help defend the Jews and keep them in their land. General Eisenhower brought them in, but these contemporary generals will keep them there. What was will be again. He then asked me, how do you spell truth? I said, T-R-U-T-H. The Lord said, he's changing the appetites of people. Instead of the public now rejoicing in rumors, they will now become excited to hear the truth again. They will develop a love for the truth and reject the lies as well as the liars. This will not be true of everyone in every place, but a shift has already happened, and it happened last week, says the Lord. Truth had fallen in the streets, but I tell you, I'm lifting it up again, and it shall cause great rejoicing. I, the Lord, have done this by my own power, by my right arm of might, and by my justice. Give God praise. Hallelujah.
This is so important. We're going to close out in prayer here, but I want to tell you, when God puts a man in place and he establishes him and he makes him a friend of Israel and a friend of America and a friend of the church, we have to respond to that. And God specifically told me in a night vision that we are supposed to support our president. We're supposed to stand behind him. We're supposed to even record and journal what he's doing so we can learn how to do some of these things that are being done. We need, don't line up with the critics. Understand, this is God's man for this season, a bulldozer, a man that said, a man that's actually a friend of the church in Israel and yes. America. And you're looking at it's truth, it's Trump's generals, a friend of his, all that is exciting. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, and by the way, the rest of these words will be made available for you on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Father God, we love you. We thank you for these words. We receive them. I pray these words, these mindsets would just come over your people, over the audience, all over the nation and in the nations, Father God, and they begin to get hopeful and set up and blessed for what you want to do, this breakthrough in 2017. God, thank you, Lord God. End abortion, send revival. Thank you, Lord, that you're sending this third great awakening. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You need to know in whom you believe. You need to know God. It's not enough to know about him, to know of him, but you have to walk with Jesus. You have to have an intimate relationship because we're entering a season that's going to be some of the worst of times, but at the same time is going to be some of the best of times. And you're going to need to know God. You're not going to be able to, as maybe you've heard said, play church, if you will, as if you could, you're going to need to know him. And so we want to encourage you now. This is the best day. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to encourage you that if you are a believer, begin an abiding relationship with the Lord. What is that? That's when you spend time with God, you read his word, and you allow his word to penetrate your heart. And when it does that, it transforms your life. You walk together with God. You walk united with him. We have a simple plan for you, and you can get it. It doesn't cost you a thing at iabide.org. Go there today. Go there today and sign up for this free plan, and it's kind of a roadmap to help you on a day-to-day basis begin to start setting, you know, that time with God as a priority. And as you do that, it's amazing what God will reveal to you, what he will show you. I mean, children are abiding. And that God's saying some of the most amazing things to them, and they're writing it down. So you just don't want to miss it.